Why are people saying, yay, Mississippi, in chat? What did Mississippi do? I see these stories. Yay, Mississippi. Ah. Oh, I see. Well, here's a headline for you. I don't have a today's pile of prep. This is from Friday. Breaking: Mississippi State House votes to ban abortion after 15 weeks. Look, I'm all for it. I'm glad they did it. That'll last about, it's probably already been blocked. Well, the governor had to sign it, and the nanosecond that the governor signs it, Planned Parenthood and the other murderers, the other baby killers, will band together. They'll take the case to the circuit court right here, the appeals court right here in New Orleans, and they'll get an injunction against it. They'll sue. They'll keep it locked up in court for the next 2, 3, 4 years. If it does ultimately get heard in a Mississippi state court, it'll then be appealed to a federal court, or it might just go directly to a federal court, where the injunction, again, will be slapped on it. It'll never get enforced. All the while, making its way up to, okay, SCOTUS, you're going to have to hear this one. And you already know what SCOTUS is going to do. Just like they did in Texas versus Planned Parenthood. They're going to say, nice try, Texas. You thought we were about preserving life? This is America. We murder. We kill around here. Especially the young and soon to be born. HB 1510 does not allow babies conceived in rape or incest to be aborted after 15 years. By the way, what about cases of rape or incest? Okay. Less than 0.2% have ever, I'm talking pregnancies, not abortions, ever. Been recorded. Now, it does happen, and it happens so rarely. Again, you cannot base a moral rule on an exception. No. All you can do is acknowledge an exception correctly, adjudicate it if it comes down to it, or make a decision on it. But the rule can never be based on the exception. Just like with this goofball Cardinal Marks in Germany, that thinks, because he gave an interview to a magazine, that makes it approvable and okay for German prelates and priests to marry sodomites and to bless their weddings. Somebody posted and I said, no, it does not. And if any priest does that, well, then that priest is going to have a skull that's going to be on the floor of one of the lower levels of Hades. St. John Chrysostom said, the floor of hell is paved with the skulls of bishops. Also, you're going to be responsible for these souls that you lead into sin. But hey, if the sodomites don't educate themselves on what the moral teaching is, and they go ahead and go along with it, well, guess what? They get their sodomite reception at judgment, too. This moral code by interview in German magazine crap, and that's what it is. Folks, it's just you know what? It's almost like you should just ignore this and pretend as though it didn't happen. It's so ridiculous. 844-527-8723 is my telephone number. 844-5-CRUSADE. Yeah, it's exactly what's going to happen with that Mississippi law. Well, first of all, we're going to take this Mississippi law to ban abortions at 15 weeks, and we're going to run it up to a federal court of appeals, and it's gone.